January 28, 2015, the Feast of St. Thomas Aquinas. St. Thomas Aquinas says, "Praise be to Jesus." I, Maureen, ask St. Thomas, "Why did they call you the angelic doctor?" I suppose partly because I was always recollected and never spoke harshly to anyone when they asked questions. But today, I come to speak about a particular obstacle on the journey through the chambers of the United Hearts. It is a trap Satan uses to catch people off guard. It is self-centeredness. The soul so often does not recognize this obstacle, but grows more and more in a habit of viewing everything as to how it affects himself. He becomes self-serving, not with an eye towards serving others. He may, without recognizing it, redefine the truth to suit his own needs. In this way, he may view certain sins as harmless and not evil. This is how abortion and sodomy have become political issues. They have been redefined as freedoms. The self-centered soul has difficulty in seeing error in his own heart. He becomes self-righteous quite readily. However, he may be quick to find fault in others. If this obstacle is not overcome, the path to salvation is obscured through compromised truth. So you see, the reason truth is compromised is self-centered interests. The way to avoid this is to always, at every opportunity, look to the needs of others first, before self.